After some enthusiasm, they had red wood now. Not the hog has the fence, I guess.
Uh-huh. They'd be putting together like this?
Yeah, they'd be putting like this together, all those together, one by one.
Oh, holes
and clothes? They put the, first they got bars, make bars with lumber, and then nail them on there. That's how they used to make.
What about a kind of little fence that you have around a garden? They'd be pointed, you know, white pointed, and they'd stick up like that?
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Paling or picket fence?
Yeah, picket fence. They got, lots of them have picket fence up there. Like I said, we had barbed wire fences. We used to call it barbed wire fence.
Would you have some sort of garden fence? Right?
Yeah, for the cow, and then when we go in there, it was barbed wire and a fence all around. Then we put one on each side, and then in the middle, that's all they had. This is what you did down at Rocky.
When you wanted to start a hen laying, what would you put in her? Did you put something in her nest?
Oh, they had food. They had straw. They made those boxes. Just loaded the chicken can go in. They had chicken coop. They go in there and they had the longer the little house was, where they made that those little like a little box and put some straw in there. You know, make it dry, and then after it's dry, they can make a nest and put it in there. That's how they used to go in there.
Did you ever put anything in there to get them to start laying, or?
Oh, no, they made it. That's natural in a chicken coop.
What about, man, your best dishes you'd call that your good? You know, you had your regular everyday dishes.
Well, because we always had, that was the only dishes we had all in days. Well, it's the same thing. No, I mean, I just use all my dishes. Sometimes I have too much, I just put it away. So if I break cups, well, I have some to replace it. Like around Christmas, people give you things. So if you don't use it right away, you just pack it in a box, put it in the attic. When you need it, you go get it. Because my daughter, what I used to have for my birthday, we used to play bingo surprise, all what I had, and I gave it up to her. She took off with everything I had there. I don't have no use for it, so I gave it to her.
No, I was talking about the, you had your everyday dishes,
mm-hmm.
And then when company come, you'd get out your best.
Oh, yeah, well, when company come, well, they got some that really. We each had our own plate.
Good.
You see, we had plates, like a regular plate, china. And, I can remember I had a little one. I had my little fork and a little spoon. My daddy had one that's like a soup bowl. That's how he used to like to eat in there. And he had his. But we had some china, you know, dishes on the side if somebody would come and go get this, a new glass and thing that was in the back of the cabinet.
Yeah, you had the closet, you could put them in there.
And we call that a cabinet. We had cabinets, and we put that in there, keep that there. And they used to call them safes. And in French, on garmanger, that's French. They had, you know, better now. You could buy that.
Did you ever see those wooden things that they would carry water in or milk in?
No. Not here, man. I saw that on TV, but we never used that.
Yeah.
Not my time. Not my mother. I never saw my mother with that thing like that.
Okay.
My mother had those aluminum pans, buckets, aluminum buckets too, okay. In the car, yeah.
Okay. And you keep for something that you put all the dishwater and scraps in. And
oh, yeah. Uh-huh, and then, well, you see, like, when you eat after everything you eat and all the scrap they had there, you take that, you put that in a bucket, and you throw that to the chicken.
Put that in what bucket?
In a bucket, and throw that to the chicken.
What'd you call that thing that you would eat?
In a bucket. Oh, y'all gotta go before I'm talking to Amanda.
I'm here. That's what you want.